It's my great pleasure to welcome Peter Gajewski back to WBJC. Peter is the music director of the National Philharmonic, and he brought his concert master, Colin Sorgi, along. We'll be talking about music being performed at the beautiful Music Center at Strathmore on Saturday, May 5th. Peter and Colin, good to see you both. Thanks for coming down.
Hello, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Peter, you're starting off with a work by Marjorie Merriman, a composer I'm not too terribly familiar with. Tell us a bit about her and the music you'll be playing.
Well, Marjorie is a composer in the faculty of the Manhattan School of Music, and we'll be playing a work by her called The Windhover Fantasy, which she composed in 2001. She was commissioned early in the year, and then 9/11 happened, and the idea for the piece took a different form. It was naturally influenced by that event. A windhover is a small falcon, and the piece basically is about flight in different forms.
And that will open the program, and then from there we go to music by the Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev, his Violin Concerto Number 2. And Colin, you'll be the soloist for this. Is this, have you performed this before as soloist?
I have not. This is my first time.
A challenging work, I would imagine.
It's very, very challenging. There's lots of stuff going on, but I'm really excited about it.
I think everything Prokofiev wrote is challenging in one way or another. What is it about this work that you really like?
You know, it's got a lot of really cool textures and some really beautiful melodies. And for me, personally, he was writing it simultaneously with Romeo and Juliet, the ballet score, and that's probably my all-time favorite piece of music. So there's a lot of similarity in the sounds and the colors that he uses, and I think it's really great to get to play that.
Now, he wrote this for a specific violinist who is not a really all that well-known violinist, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he wrote it for Robert Sotins, who actually premiered his two violin sonata alongside Samuel Dushkin. And Samuel Dushkin was the recipient of Stravinsky's Violin Concerto, so Prokofiev said, hey, Robert, I'm going to write you a piece too.
And from what Peter, we were talking, he said that Robert Sorgi's lived to be like 101. Is that right, Peter?
100, I think.
100. That's good enough. Yeah. What the heck? So you'll be performing the Prokofiev, and then we take a break, and then it's big Beethoven time in the second half, with the Symphony Number 6, the Pastoral. Program music at a time when you didn't really see a lot of that sort of thing.
Right, and not much by Beethoven. Sir. But this is a very unique symphony in five movements, where each movement relates to some kind of experience in the countryside. And Colin mentioned that the concerto was composed alongside Romeo and Juliet. This piece was premiered at an unbelievable event. Yes, you know
concert,
what I'm
yeah.
talking about. Where also premiered was the Fifth Symphony, the Fourth Piano Concerto, and the Choral Fantasy all in one evening.
I think the concert took something like 5 hours to perform.
Exactly.
And the heat was off in the building, and a lot of people went home very unhappy. But it's a wonderful, wonderful work.
Not in our case. We will send people home very happy.
You always do, Peter. So we have Marjorie Merriman, Sergei Prokofiev, and Ludwig van Beethoven all on the program Saturday, May 5th at the beautiful Music Center at Strathmore. Peter Gajewski, music director, and Colin Sorgi, concertmaster with soloist with the Prokofiev. For information, the phone number is 301-581-5100. And your website, Peter?
Is nationalphilharmonic.org.
Peter Gajewski, Colin Sorgi, thanks so much for coming down and good luck with your concert.
Thank you.
Thank you.